Advocates are questioning whether new legislation to make conversion therapy a criminal act goes far enough. Justice Minister Chris Farfoy introduced the legislation on Friday after a long campaign to ban the practice. Criminal penalties will extend to up to 5 years in prison for cases of serious harm caused by the so-called therapy, which encompasses a range of pseudoscientific methods that attempt to change a person's gender or sexual identity. The practice inflicts severe pain and suffering on LGBT people and often results in long-lasting psychological and physical damage, according to human rights experts and medical associations. Max Tweedy is Executive Director of Auckland Pride and joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Colin.
This is something you've been wanting for some time. Has this bill got it right?
I think broadly it's looking in the right direction, but I think there are a couple things that we're interested in either getting clarification on or changing. The first is around that kind of serious harm threshold for people that are over the age of 18. We see that because, you know, just because someone's over the age of 18 or not a minor doesn't mean that this kind of severe negative impacts of conversion therapy won't be felt on them. And I think, you know, because conversion therapy doesn't work in every case and causes harm in every case, we're interested why there's, such a high threshold defined under the legislation and then such a high threshold for prosecution under the Act as well.
Yeah, the definitions could be interesting with as this goes through the political process, because I've seen some criticism from religious groups on the right, fearful that the definition of conversion therapy and what it actually is could lead to parents getting caught up with this. What is your view on that?
I mean, I think, you know, when we're actually looking at the people that will be criminalised by this legislation, I think, you know, we're talking about the really quite extreme cases, the people, you know, like your David Riddells and Nelson, who are advertising this, you know, quite proudly. Whereas I think, you know, when it comes to families, I think that's where the civil redress scheme comes in. And I mean, we don't want to see kind of families, you know, criminalised because of this, but we do want it to be a really strong deterrent and for there to be ways for survivors to, you know, access redress from the scheme, but also for it to actually stop. So I don't think the intention is that we're going to send parents to jail through this legislation, but it will send a strong message for parents to stop doing this, that it is, you know, wrong and you're harming your child. But also that there's redress in that scheme. And I think that's another area as well in terms of the way that this bill supports survivors that we think could be improved.
Yes, so the I guess the emphasis around the definition needs to be about if a parent was to take their child to conversion therapy or some sort of actual therapy, that might be an issue. But if they were to just talk about it or raise issues with them, that's not going to be an issue, is it?
Look, I don't think so. And I mean, that again, that will be under the kind of definition. And of course, if a child is, I guess, you know, aware of the legislation and the kind of mechanisms available to them, I think potentially that's something that could be looked at in retrospect if they kind of realise after the fact. But, I mean, you know, there are some really serious cases with parents that I think, you know, we could, you know, see, you know, potentially prosecutions or redress under the Human Rights Tribunal, but, you know, we do think that this is more of a deterrent rather than an ability to kind of criminalise parents across the country.
The actual mechanism itself, by using the Human Rights Commission and civil law, is that the way you want it to go?
I mean, you know, like I said, I don't think criminalisation on a widespread scale actually will solve the problem, which is, you know, people thinking that sexual orientation or gender identity and expression is a choice and therefore should be changed. So we don't see that necessarily as the solution for most cases. I think that, you know, the civil redress scheme that they're putting in place through the Human Rights Commission, an emphasis on education and, you know, an ability for survivors to feel a sense of redress and kind of communication, that kind of thing, we see that as actually a real driver for the social change that also needs to take place alongside this legislation. So we are hopeful that kind of piece of it will be actually quite strong for better improving education for people that are actually practicing conversion therapy, but also that, you know, the survivors get a stronger sense, you know, that there's justice in these situations.
Max Tweedy, thank you very much for that. Executive Director of Auckland Pride.